Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, every single Monday right here on 103.3 KUMD. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. It is a sunny day, finally, and so it's exciting to have some new energized energy to get into art this week in the area. There was a fabulous show opening yesterday at the Lakeside Gallery, and so the exhibition is up and available for view. It is Nikki Johnson and Don Delvin. Nikki Johnson is a watercolor artist, and Don Delvin is a ceramicist. And the work works so well together. Nikki, a lot of times, works on this paper. It's called the Yupo paper. And it really, the cool thing about Yupo is that it sort of lets the water stay as water for a while in watercolor. So you really have to let go in some ways on control, and kind of let you're sort of very much in partnership with the paint, and sort of at ease with letting chance happen. And so Nikki does a lot of, I think this work in particular is mostly landscape work, and I think it's a beautiful metaphor with landscape itself, you know, sort of this nature has both very much, you know, these structures that control how it looks, but then there's all this chance and wonderfulness that comes out in it, and she's really echoing that in her watercolor work. And Don Delvin, in a similar way, is working with ceramics, and sort of trying to both, you know, bend the clay the way you want it, but then also be open to chance. And I think that a mark of a good artist is trying to find that balance. So the two together have an exhibition at Lakeside Gallery. This Wednesday is really exciting, 5 to 8 in Ely, Minnesota. So head on up north to be part of Andy Messerschmidt's open studio exhibition. It's called, the name of his studio is Ornamental Hermit Studio. And the exhibition he's having, the solo exhibition he's having is in that studio is called Cardboard Coins. Andy has exhibited, he's been at the MIA, he's been at the Walker. 4 years ago, he won the grand prize at the Duluth Art Institute's Arrowhead Biennial exhibition. He's really shown internationally, but chooses to keep his studio in Ely. And I think I love seeing that artists are able to really be hyper-localized as well as connect with a much, much wider population. And what Andy is really interested in is these patterned elements in our lives and how he can reintegrate those into artwork. So he's actually asking people who come to his open studio from 5 to 8 this Wednesday to bring their own patterns. And when you start to think about what patterns are, you start to realize that they really are everywhere. So there may have been deer hunters out this weekend. Camouflage, you know, is an amazing pattern born of modern art. Lace. And any kind of incorporation of lace, you know, we think of the fabrics that we wear, certainly patterning is part of that. Paper, we're going to be up on Christmas season soon. So wrapping paper, you know, we have these sort of these symmetrical objects throughout our lives, and it's really fun to start to notice those. So it'll be really interesting. I think it's going to be a studio-wide installation in that space. So it'll be great to see what he comes up with. And then Friday is the grand opening, Ico's unveiling of their calendar. Ico has been doing, I think, almost every week I mentioned something because they have been such a dynamic force in the visual arts community in the last few years, and they are having a group show and calendar release. They're sort of their all-stars are going to be showing. And it's really, you know, if you think of what kind of calendar to have on your wall to celebrate the arts in our community, ICOs is certainly the one to choose because they have such alive. Their exhibition space is a testament to the fact that community art can be powerful and can have a true voice. So that is Friday. This Friday, 5:30 is the opening for that. They also always have the best spread of food available, and it's it's not a very well-kept secret that they have. They have the best food around. So that's this Friday. You can go to that at 5:30, and then at 7 is a conversation at the Prove Gallery. It's a conversation with the Shady Rest Artists. This is a show that I've been absolutely loving this fall. It's Betsy Hunt and Zach Mosier guest curated it and created the environment for these artists to exhibit their work. It's sort of this faux meeting hall where they, you know, they even like faux painted the brick, so it makes it look like there's these pink and blue bricks in the space. Pretend plants. It is a space for conversations about how you make your life as a female artist, how you make your life as an artist, how you make your life as an art consumer. Lydia Deemer is living in Iowa now. She used to teach at UMD. She's a really dynamic voice. And Lindsay Schmidt, who's in Minneapolis, they will both be talking about their work along with Zach and Betsy. So it's sort of your last chance to see Shady Rest, and it is. You definitely need to get down there and see it. And then I mentioned Susanna Gaunt's show. She had her exhibition opening, and I think it's up for another week at the Tweed Museum of Art. And along with Annalise, the preparator at Tweed, has reinstalled the Modern collection and has done a show called Modernism. And it really is a great look at just the incredible strength of the Tweed's Modern collection, as well as sort of a tutorial in modern art itself. So definitely get up the Tweed as well.
Lots and lots of goodies, as usual. You know, we have not yet in all these years come up with a week where you've said, nothing's going on.
No, exactly.
There is no art.
There's never no art. That's my dirty secret.
Okay. Well, we'll just see about that. Well, the other thing, too, of course, is with your connection with the food farm, it would be only natural if perhaps once in a while you did devote yourself, if you ever felt like you were running short on art, you could devote yourself to who has the best snacks at their art openings.
Ooh. Well, it is, like I said, it is part of, I think, so much about art is hospitality, because it's really artists communicating with their viewers. And so, you know, I think that we often think, oh, why, you know, do art shows always have this amazing food? And I think part of it is that, you know, it's a form of connection. So I often think how odd, you know, my life as a farmer and my life as an artist and arts historian, arts administrator is. But when I come to think about it, I realize, oh, it's just all different forms of communication and connection. So it all fits together, oddly enough.
Well, not only that, you've got a plate of something yummy, and you're not going to turn around and leave because you have this plate of something yummy, so you may as well look, and maybe you accidentally... You might accidentally learn something. Annie, thanks so much for joining us. It's always a great treat. We'll talk with you again next week.
Thanks, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays on Northland Morning.